When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I love sending Kim pics because she gets irritated. Whatever irritates Kim, I like
too
to
funny,
do.
Mama.
So
that happens.
I was like, I had
to your son. Too funny, Mama.
What's with the grip?
Jeffrey, I like our little beat. It's Kim Whitley.
And I'm Sherry Shepherd. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas.
That's right. Thank you, listeners and viewers. We are here.
Look. Can I ask Chris something really quick?
Yep.
Well, you look like you need to be in the field picking something.
Oh, I look like a sexy picker something. Can I ask, do you hear this microphone?
We sure do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a cure for this? I don't want it. What? I don't want it. I think about it all the time.
What do you think, you look like Donna Summers now?
No, just I feel.
First of all, Chris is my man. Don't be all of a sudden like you want to switch the. We've been doing this for how many years?
One.
You know what's happened? You know what's happened, Kim? We've got you switched. Usually Sherry's on the other side, so she's
what's
playing.
Going on.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to switch it out? I think it'll be funny. People are going to go crazy in the comments. They're going to go, "Why is it switched? Do you want to switch it?"
Yeah, I know, because I'm usually.
Who did that? That Nia girl? Who did it?
Sherry, your favorite version. Your favorite version.
Oh, she got jokes. Oh, she got jokes.
Oh, my God.
That was fun.
Yes.
We're going to leave that in. Okay.
Yes, sorry. You've always been on that side, darling. And you look mighty pretty beautiful, I must say. Like you had your own uncensored, bared your soul on TV One.
With my black hair on, I did. Thank you everybody for watching Uncensored on TV One. If you haven't seen it, go back to your on demand and watch it. It was fantastic. Thank you, TV One, and thank you, Swirl Films. My girl Nikki and Jay and Keith over there, fantastic job. Keith's my boy, I should have gave him some a long time ago.
Okay, maybe you can stay in the frame. Stay in the frame.
First of all, stop bossing me around. I can move. I'm not at your house and you're not at mine. Thank God, because you broke my chair when you was over here. I got to sit in one of my Oprah chairs. My blue chair, you done wrecked it.
I did not do that to your chair. Sherry? I didn't do that to you. I might have wet your chair, but I didn't break it.
Hey,
I'm just saying, you are so different now that you've done an uncensored and bared your soul. You a little extra. Mm-hmm. I swear to gosh, Kim took Hollywood by storm with her little stories about almost going to prison and her career being derailed. Now she's just so extra. You know, because I was over there and somebody gave me a sex tape and then they called the FBI on me and they said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And my career was almost over. Now you just bossy.
It was, that was pretty, I was vulnerable in front of the world.
You were very vulnerable. I definitely see an NAACP Image Award. I don't know what category that's in, the most vulnerable, but I think you got it.
Well, you
were phantasmic. There were a lot of highlights in this, you know, because a lot of people don't know you like this, Kim. They know you as the girl Sugar from Friday. You know, you're the funny girl. So they got to see really a serious side of you, things that you went through. First of all, can we talk about when you were Jack A's stand-in?
Oh yeah.
And the mental abuse you took. I mean, what was the problem with you and Jackie? Y'all look like sisters, identical twins.
But she was, you know what? Now that I'm older and I look back on it, I wish somebody would come into business right now looking like Kim Whitley.
Oh, so you would have done the same thing. So if somebody came and was your stand-in and she looked exactly like you and people kept going, oh my God, Kim, this girl looks like just like you. You wouldn't like that.
I would. I don't think I would like that. And what Jack A said in an interview was for me to get my own brand. And that was a good advice because it really, that's what I need to do. I have to, don't be, you know, running around trying to be Jack A, which I never did, except when I needed to get into a club or the Emmys.
Oh, then you like was, that. Ooh.
I was like, ooh. But
were you trying to be like her? So did she have to tell you that?
No, there was in an interview on what's the Lisa Ray and Brat show? If you go back.
On the T, on Soul, Fox Soul.
Yeah. Fox Soul, yes. Sisters in, how are we going to mess
Queens
up?
Queens of Soul.
Yes. Chris, look it up for us. We messing up.
Yeah, we really need to say their name because that's Vivica and Lisa Ray.
And Vivica, it's Vivica, Lisa
and it's on
Ray.
Fox Soul, Chris.
Fox Soul, Brat.
No, it's not Brad, honey. It's Vivica Fox.
Oh, Brad was on Ray. There. Yes, right. It's,
yeah, Brad was on there.
Was it Claudia? Okay, Claudia Jordan, Lisa Ray, Vivica Fox.
Vivica Fox and Selena Johnson. Selena Johnson.
It's
we do not
want to
miss these queens.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a talk show, and it's on Fox Soul.
Queens and Cocktails.
Yes, yeah, but we want to make sure we get the name right.
I'm not trying to fight these women.
You
know what I'm talking about?
I just don't want to be fighting these women.
Alexa?
How about, I got it. It's Cocktails with Queens.
Didn't I say that? I said Queens and Cocktails, but Cocktails with
you
Queens.
You still had it wrong. So you were on what show? What show were you on?
No, Jack A was on there and she told
me. Oh, Jack A was on Cocktails with Queens.
Yes, and they asked her, they like, well, you look like Kim Whitley and blah, blah, blah. How did that happen? And when I tell you Jack A had me cracking up because I didn't want to watch, I was cringing. But she was like, she came in as my stand-in. I was like, damn, she just belittled me, but it was true. And my stunt double, but I wasn't her stunt double. It's a whole story behind that. I was her double. And that's how it started. But before that, I was on Soul Train. I was a Soul Train dancer for a day.
Yeah.
Because I knew security. That was the first thing. I always know security. And so I went on Soul Train, but Jack A's sister was a producer on Soul Train. And everybody was just, Jack A, Jack A, you look like Jack A. It was all this, because I didn't go on there saying I'm Jack A. So it got wind to her. And she got me kicked off Soul Train. So I never got to dance on Soul Train. That sister did that. And so I don't really fault Jack A. It was her sister, but she should have called the dogs off. And I was afraid of her sister. And her sister said she's going to whoop my ass. I had just gotten there. I called my mother and I said, Jack A's sister going to beat my ass. She rough. And my mother's like, you get on the plane and you come home right now. I was like, I want to be a Soul Train dancer.
And here's the thing. I've never seen you really dance.
Right.
Can you dance?
Okay, I can't dance.
I didn't want to say it.
I wasn't going on it to be like the main Soul Train dancer. I was just in the crowd. I got video of me just grooving, you know?
Did you do Soul Train?
I did do Soul Train one episode. Oh, why didn't I show that picture? Damn.
I wish you
had the video so Chris could show it. Oh my gosh, I would love to see that mess.
So
what hair? What hair was happening at this point?
Natural.
Probably her own. It was her own hair. That's when she had hair.
I got hair now. Excuse you.
Me too. I was going to say me too. That's when we had hair.
I got hair.
We have hair, but it's not usable, Kim. Our hair is not usable.
My edges ain't strong as a 20-year-old.
What year was that? Do you know? I can't find it.
Don't, Chris, you ain't going to find it. I got it.
Okay, well, send it to me and just know that.
We got to do the picture. That we have to show the picture.
Send me that
what's
picture.
Funny. Yeah, that's what's funny.
Yeah,
daggone picture. So anyway, that was really interesting. And if you guys want to see the entire Uncensored, you go to TV One. You can go to TV One on demand on your phone or just TV One, and they'll be rerunning it until they find somebody else with a more horror story than Kim. But for right now, Kim's is a horror story. So you had some really some more highlights. Gerald Levert and Monique.
Yes.
Y'all, you know, both were in love with the same man.
Yep. But I've been in love with him since high school, or you know, kicking it with him, whatever you want to call it. It was new to Monique, so why not give her a shot?
She called you and asked you if she could.
She didn't call me as when I was on the Parker. She stepped to be in person. And I told you, some grown woman stuff. She said, you know, I know you and Gerald been friends or whatever, kicking it, and me and you are cool, but y'all not together right now. I just want to, you know, basically not get permission, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to pursue a relationship. What am I saying when someone asks that nice?
Bitch, no.
No, it's fine.
See, you wasn't grown, Kim. You were young.
I was not grown, but you know why? Because Gerald had a lot of women, and I feel like a man got to pursue me. I ain't got to protect him. If I'm the one, he'll come for me. A Monique or no Monique. We were friends. You know, I share everything. I'm not that girl.
So what happened then?
So they started dating. She pursued him. They were, I don't know about dating, whatever they was doing. But, you know, she was over to his house and in Cleveland and, you know, and beknownst to her, Gerald was calling me all the time, telling me about everything.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, I didn't run back to her and be like, Gerald, telling your business. I just, you know, listened to him and laughed and gave him advice. Nothing. They were having a relationship. And Monique was serious about her man or her pursuit of him. So when we, this is why I love Monique. So me and Monique stopped speaking. We always stopped speaking. I forgot what we was mad about this time. So at his funeral, we ended up sitting next to each other. And Gerald's a Jehovah's Witness, so you know everybody. Yeah, so we sitting next to each other.
And Gerald was a Jehovah's Witness?
Uh-huh. Yep. He sure was. But he wasn't, I don't think he was practicing.
He wasn't practicing. Yeah, they never are. Okay.
Right. But it was so funny is that, so you know, it's real quiet. You ain't supposed to act no fool in a Jehovah's Witness funeral.
No.
This fool, Monique, so Monique, there's a program with Gerald's face on it in the front. It's, you know, his recent picture, all sexy. And then in the back, it was a picture like in high school with a Jerry curl. And so me and Monique was sitting there, no real tension, but we knew we was tight a little bit. And Monique leaned over to me and she held the program, and she's to the front of the program. She said, "This is when I had him." Then she flipped it over. She said, "That's when you had him." We busted out laughing. It was so funny. When I tell you we almost got kicked out, we couldn't stop laughing. That's when we got back. That's when we got back together in our friendship.
That's nice. So here's the thing. Both of y'all were intimate with Gerald Levert and your friends.
Yeah. Why do you think that's... Ain't but one Gerald Levert. What you gonna do? You gonna miss out an opportunity to be with Gerald Levert? No, I think it was fine. Sure, okay. Everybody ain't like you and selfish, okay?
Because I just was about to say, the thought of you being with any of my men, there's a rage that rolls up in my body.
There should be a rage, because if I got with any of your men, you should be upset that I lowered my standards.
Shut it down. Stop. Just
shut it down. Did she shut it down? Yeah,
that's the end of the show.
Oh, that was funny, Kim.
Close on that one.
I can't say nothing.
I thought you'd like that one.
I do. I appreciate that one.
Okay, that was good.
That was good. Okay.
You know, it's so funny, and I am friends with his first girlfriend. I don't know if it was his first, but Renee Fowler, who I love to death. And I remember when they was dating in high school, and I used to be so jealous of her. Now I'm telling you, she my girl. She on WW with me. I go to her shop in Cleveland. And I wonder if she saw the uncensored. I know she was like, Kim, you wasn't this true love. I was. But whatever. Renee, I love her. So she's one that dated him. And we talk about him. Yeah, it's interesting.
Do you think that if Gerald was still alive,
well, and AJ Johnson too? AJ Johnson. What if I just start going down?
He dated AJ Johnson.
Yep, he dated AJ Johnson.
For you listeners and viewers, AJ Johnson was in House Party. Yes. She was Tisha Campbell's friend in House Party.
Look, and I might have just pulled out the bag. Oops.
Damn, AJ Johnson, huh? She's a trainer now. Did not know that. So do you think if Gerald was still alive, that y'all would have been married and divorced, or you stay together?
You know what? I think by the time me and Gerald got married, we'd have stayed together, because I would have already known all the bull. I'd have already known all the women. I'd have known all his tricks and stuff. And then I'd have been tired by then. And nobody.
What about him? Rock stars never get tired. Them musicians.
He gonna be in the street. You gotta have two people to really get divorced. I wouldn't have signed them papers. I've been divorced me for what? Why? I let you run in the street. I got your food when you come home. I still give you some old ass. Come on now. Divorce me for what?
This what you're not gonna get in Uncensored.
Oh yeah.
He'd be going around Hollywood going, let her go. She won't let me go.
Kim's showing up to the new women's events. Hey, I'm just here to support.
Kim, I could see you as being one of them women, you and Gerald together, and then he got some little honey, and you step to her at some little Hollywood function and go, look here, little girl, he ain't leaving me for you. Enjoy him while you can. But I'm not going nowhere.
Right. You know, good. I'd be like, get your dinners, get your purses, get, you know, your little rent paid. But baby, he coming home to mama.
And then set your potato salad down and then walk
set my potato salad down. But before that, Chris, I'm going to hand her something. I'm going to say, now keep this little blue pill with you, because you're going to need it.
Oh.
I mean, I know my husband.
Okay, girl, you ain't nothing to mess with. Nothing to play with.
Now I'm not saying Gerald needed that pill, but by that age, he gonna need it. Oh. And when you know your husband, you know your husband.
No, you're absolutely right, because you're talking about, because Gerald right now, if he was still alive, he'd be 60-something, around there. So, yes, of course, yes, it would be blue pill time, but it's so funny. These revelations from you. Another revelation. You gave some really good advice about your being in your career. What is some of the advice about, you know, having a career that sustains you? Why are you still here, Kim? How come you haven't faded into anonymity?
Well, a lot of casting couches. And
we have an 11-year-old listener.
All right, sorry. So you know what? I first of all, I am a child of God.
Okay.
My faith is strong.
All right.
First of all. Yeah, that's the first thing. I do a lot of joking, but Jesus Christ, my Savior, Lord and Savior, thank you so much.
Appreciate
you.
She can't look at the camera.
I was gonna
you
say
you can't see her eyes when she see all that. She's looking all the way.
But number two is this. Kindness in this industry, I think, goes a long way. Kindness and always reinventing yourself. And I see myself as if I was still 20 years old. I got to have the heart of a 20-year-old. I've got to have the energy. I've got to have the excitement when I go out for these roles. And the only thing I could really think, Sherry, though, is always networking, always putting myself in the producer's seat. How I got commercials and I became the commercial queen when I first came
you
out.
You were. People don't, I'm going to interrupt you, but people do not realize there was a time when Kim was queen of the commercials. Every time you turn on a commercial, there was her smiling face. That's all I'm going to say.
Kim, yes. what's the commercial? Was it Pringles or Dr. Pepper or something that that you had the woman on that you replaced her in the commercial?
Yes. That was Pringles. Double stack. Want to taste, you can't turn back. Try new Pringles, double stack, vacuum pack. You got it like that. Okay. But it was because I studied commercials. So just like television, I watched commercials and said, what is the world looking at? What do they want? And I would change my hair. I would deliver my lines. That's how I became the commercial queen. I was like, oh, they're doing girls with black hair. They're doing girls with straight hair. They're doing this. And I always, this is going to sound wrong, but this is what I tell people. I said, you got to always act like you selling some chicken. I know that's wrong, but what I tell you, I was like, this is a stapler. This is the best piece of chicken. And I would be like, whoa, look at this chicken. It's a stapler. But I mean, you know, I was always like, this is the best stapler in the world. I love this stapler.
But you made it like you couldn't live without this stapler, that this stapler was the most beautiful thing. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Would have been a better, I would have liked a better reference, but I got it.
But because I was
you
young.
Ruled.
I didn't know it was bad.
But no. You ruled. Every time I looked on the TV, I was like, that Kim Whitley is always doing a commercial. So that's really great advice about, you know, how do you stay relevant? How do you reinvent yourself, Kim?
Well, one thing is it's hard, but you do well, like staying in touch with people. But I reinvent myself with different things, Botox, different hair, lose 30 pounds. You know, it's always something different. Like now I've been hosting a lot of gigs. I ain't never been a host. I'm reading teleprompters for, you know, doing stand-up. It's always not being afraid to go to the next thing. Like, oh, Kim, don't you want to be an actress? Don't you want? Yeah, I'd love to be an actress, but if the roles ain't coming, what's next? You know, if that stopped, if the hosting gig stopped, guess what? I need to do a stand-up special. It's always, I got to write a book. It's never being afraid to go to what is next. What should I do next? What is the path? Hi, Joshua.
That's fantastic advice. In Sherry, house? I feel like you do that too.
No. You can't go to no friend's house. You just got over a COVID scare. No. Whose friend? What friend? No, it's a school night. How you going to go over a friend's house?
No, honey.
It's an hour time for a shower and bedtime school. You got
to
go to school.
I was about to say, it's about time for him to get in the shower.
You want to go to a friend's house, but he has been locked in the house for a week. Sorry, baby. Maybe tomorrow. He, you know, I quarantined him for a week because he had that COVID. But the test came back negative, so he went back to school.
Don't say he did not have COVID. He was exposed to.
A friend of his tested positive, so I had to quarantine him for a week. The school wouldn't let him come in, so then we tested him. He had his meals and everything in his room, and I told him, I said, look. I said, I just really need you to have this experience because if you don't start getting these grades up, this is going to be your life when you hit 20.
And not in my house. You
said it's going to be a 3-foot by 5-foot sale.
Oh, God. Oh, I said, geez. And if you ain't going to deliver that.
Oh, yeah. I let them know. I said, it's going to be two hots. What is it? Two cots and a hot.
Two hots and a cot.
That's it. I told him, I said, if you don't get your grades up, you think you locked up in this room. I got a smaller one that is coming down your way. You keep acting up here. Keep talking to people crazy.
You're weird. I just want to say, people, please watch Kim's Uncensored on TV One, or you can go to the app, the TV One On Demand, and watch it. It was just really riveting, the stories that she shared. She has so, Kim knows, has so many stories. You really need to write a book about your life, because your life is really interesting, Kim. You've had a lot of loves. You've had a lot of lovers. You've had a lot of life's experiences. Not lovers like ho. I'm not saying like that, Kim. You've grown. Like you've, you know, lovers means it takes on a different term. You've had men who were in love with you. You've dated men. You men wanted to marry you. You never wanted to marry them for whatever reason. You're weird. You broke up with them. You know, it's like you've, you know, and you're a certain kind of woman, and your life is very interesting.
You know what?
We know your life, but I think most people don't. So that's why this uncensored. Do you feel good about it?
I do feel good, but you know what I forgot to mention, and I don't want to blame it on John. You know what?
John was our friend who interviewed you. What'd you leave out?
How did I leave out the biggest thing that was in my life and affected me? Beauty Shop. How did I not talk about that?
Oh, Shelley Garrett.
That was
That's
a
how
huge
you started.
Factor. I was like, what? But I went with he led me, and I went with the lead.
And then your brain goes different other places.
Right.
You
I
never
didn't,
got back.
I should have, right. I should have probably told John, we need to talk about Beauty Shop when we were talking, but you know, I was working but you know what? Another time. Yeah. Part
two. I was going to say, this is not the only in-depth interview that will be done of you, Kim. You're going to have others, and you have something to share. This is also something to put in the book about Beauty Shop. Beauty Shop was one of the most successful touring musicals in the country, and yes. Kim was part of it. This was way before Tyler Perry's Madea stuff. This is way before He Got You, He Don't, He Got Christ, Now He Won't plays. Beauty Shop was like the first. By a really wonderful, iconic man, God rest his soul, Shelley Garrett. Yeah. Everybody went to see Beauty Shop.
Yeah, but let's talk about your movie. I watched that Lifetime movie, Not My Daughter. What was it called? Without My
Imperfect
Daughter.
Imperfect High.
I made it up. Imperfect High on Lifetime. Please go on demand and watch this. When I tell you, I was screaming. First of all, everybody... Your dramatic skills were really good. It didn't even look like you. I said, look at this little corny single mom looking. You had the whole little corny outfit on. If I'd have heard you say one more time, Hannah, I said, why can't she do it? Like sometimes in some scenes, Hannah, no Hannah. And then in another scene, why couldn't you be like, Hannah, hey Hannah. But you... Let me tell you
know,
something. That was a good movie. Go ahead. I was tripping.
The movie was about my daughter, who was played by Nia Su. Didn't it look like I had a white husband at one time?
Yes. I was like, huh? And she was good for her first.
Nia was really Nia Su, who was the black girl on Dance Moms. What was that show called? Dance Moms.
Yes.
Just a bundle of joy. I loved her. She played my daughter, but we don't look alike. And she played a girl who got hooked on prescription drugs because of her anxiety. And I was her mother who had no clue and then didn't know how to get her back. But it also is Lifetime. And so it was a lot of me trying to get her back, but unlike a black mother, so a lot of times, and her name was Hannah. So I had to, when she did things, Hannah, like she slammed the door in my face. And I go, Hannah, this is not us. We don't do this, Hannah. You know, and joke with her.
My friend texts me, Wanda, she texts me and she said, it was the funniest thing. She was like, yo girl, she said, yo girl, no good and well. She said, Sherry, no good and well. Don't no black mama act like this. This is why she watching the movie. I was screaming. Yeah.
She slammed it. She said to me, you don't talk to me. You talk at me. Get off my back. And I was like, okay. You know, because she had anxiety and I didn't want to flare that up. But there was a couple times where I would go, Hannah, Hannah. And they was like, cut.
Cut. Ain't that a trip?
Bring it down a little bit because you're not angry like that. And I go, to hell, I ain't angry. The girl ain't came home all night. I done made this damn lasagna. I'm angry. She's sneaking out the house. She got dark suckers under her ass. She talking back to me. She ain't never talked back to me. She over these people's house. I don't know who over there. She in my face. They was like, bring it down. So then it became, Hannah, Hannah. But
this is my question. If she's hooked on prescription drugs, what was she sniffing up through a straw?
Oh, because she had smashed it. Because, you know, when you're addicted, you always need something stronger. So when you take it in pill form, it's a slow release. But if you're going to sniff it right up your nose, it releases immediately. It's like when you inject. So that's what it is. It's just a faster release. So we this is really an epidemic with kids getting into the serious part of it is getting addicted to prescription drugs. And, you know, a lot of parents are not aware of it because it's a different kind of high than maybe cocaine or something like that. So it was a lot of people that responded to it. And, you know, it was a different kind of role that I had to play where I wasn't taking the hinges off the doors and kicking the door in with my feet, which is what my mother would have done had I slammed a door in her face. You know, and it's so funny, Kim, because if you took off in some boy's car and your mama came running down the street, how quick would she be in her car chasing your ass, trying to bump the bumper? It wouldn't be no stop it, please. She'd have cursed you out.
My mother, it'd have been like one of the police shows. She'd have got in front of our car. She'd have been right in front of us. Now what you gonna do? Yeah, my mother.
Fun to do, and I'm still pushed to submit myself for NAACP Image Award.
Absolutely. Oh, that'd be great if we both got one next year.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? That'd be awesome. Well,
Would you thank me on stage?
Will we thank Chris? It's a black event. I would thank
you. If you become my man long distance, of course I'd say thank you. But why I'm gonna thank you? You're not holding my hand. You ain't washing my back. You ain't combing my wigs at night.
You act like you're an old lady at a nursing home. That ain't even sex. You ain't watching my wigs. You ain't washing my back.
But that's funny. You see, Chris holding my wigs. On my egg. Chris holding my wigs up at night, brushing them.
Joshua, dinner's on the table, buddy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Combing the wigs.
You said, dinner's on the table, buddy.
Your mom's shooting. Dinner's on the table. I just gotta finish combing these out. All right, partner.
All right, partner.
I gotta finish combing these out. All right, partner.
Want to play some catch later? Let me know.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. And maybe Joshua will be so taken aback he would actually do what Chris said.
I
could teach him some classic post moves if he likes basketball. I played basketball for a long time. We'll get out there.
He come and say, Mommy, call me partner.
He said, who's buddy?
He called me buddy. He called me brother. You got such the right heart, Chris. You do. The right heart.
It's there.
Well, you guys, thank you for watching my movie, Imperfect High, on Lifetime with Nia Sue. That is a face to watch. Don't she look like Raven Simone?
Yes.
Everybody said Nia looks like Raven Simone. This girl is a phenom. She's in UCLA right now, about to go into her sophomore year at UCLA. When we did that movie, she was taking her finals.
She was
studying for her finals at the same daggone time. So I just admire people like that. And she's had a modeling career and she dances. Love that little mama. And thank you for watching Kim's Uncensored, which came on the very next day on Sunday. Hopefully both of our ratings were really good for that. And that we can capitalize and get some work from that. But
I'm back on Daily Pop too.
You back on Daily Pop. Was Lonnie on that same thing?
Lonnie has been doing it since I've been gone. Lonnie's been doing Daily Pop on her hiatus. And now they're like, Lonnie's gone and Kim's coming back in. I was like, wow.
So okay, so you will be back, which is great. When does your show with a Country Wayne come out, your pop culture?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay, because that's what I'm looking for. That's BET, so I'm looking forward to that.
And then my show for OWN should be out around Christmas time.
Then you got a cooking show on OWN, which is coming out around Christmas. Mm-hmm. And right now you're doing a season two of your animal show.
Yeah, I finished that. And then we're going to start back up.
What is it? What is that?
Oh, my animal show is on Discovery Plus, and it's called Dog Games Present, like what we did the Puppy Bowl, the Dog Games. So it was fun. It's just average, regular trainers, like regular people who train the dogs themselves, competing. And they win $5,000 for the charity of their choice.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, so you got a lot of stuff going. That's very cool. Me, not a thing.
What?
I got
to
get
that's going. That's weird. You was working a lot, so it's good to see you on a little break. I mean, you were working. And you work Dish Nation every morning. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
I know. What's wrong with you?
I do Dish Nation every morning. I haven't gotten on the road. We know you and I are going to be in Baltimore, November.
You didn't even ask me. You just tell me when to go. I don't like that.
Why I got to ask you? We already talked about this. We're going to go on the road and do some dates. I talked to your road manager. She said you were free. We flying in to do this date to see if people come out to see Two Funny Mamas. It's like a test gig. So
how do you know that I ain't going to be having no hot date or something that weekend?
You're not, nor am I. So we're going to, and if you're going to have a hot date, tell them to come to Baltimore. Go to Baltimore. We're going to do this date, see if people come out, if we advertise, make this little money that they paying us, and we're going to come back. And then that way we'll know if we can sustain a tour. Because our problem doing a tour together is we are both headliners and we make a certain amount of money. And to combine our thing, we're split. They don't pay you double the money. You got to split the money. And so this is a problem. It is not enough. So we're trying to see how we can work this out. So yes, we're going to be in Baltimore and we're going to St. Louis to do the same thing because Chris ain't paying us nothing.
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
We're going to be out there in St. Louis.
Oh, Chris don't pay.
Chris got us out on the streets pimping
us. Chris don't pay. Trust and believe. Yeah.
Ever since Kim did this Uncensored, she's just this new air of confidence, Sherry. It's really scary. It's aggressive.
You ever see that movie Zola? Did you see the movie Zola, Chris?
Zola? What's Zola?
Zola was about two girls who went on like a whole prostitute run.
No.
And so Zola, Taylor, I don't remember what Taylor's last name is. She's dating another light-skinned actor dude. Jesse Collins, her, they dating. She played my daughter in a movie called Gene of the Joneses. But she... And then the other girl's a prostitute. The other girl's sitting there having sex with all these men. And Taylor's just sitting in a chair watching her. That's how I feel like it's going to be with you and Chris. Like, I'm just going to be in the room. You're going to force me to sit there and watch y'all.
Okay. And
it's not advertising at all.
Oh, no, you're going to hold the camera.
You hold the camera. You're going to hold the camera. That's Taylor Page, Riley Keough.
Taylor Page and Riley Key. You should see Zola. I got to take you to see Zola. We watch it on demand. It's on demand. It was really good.
Oh, I want to see it.
But yeah, okay. Chris has us coming to St. Louis in November 18th.
So
we'll be there, huh?
We'll work on that. The November, I think we had a different date, but we will we'll confirm that. So November in St. Louis. And then to be quite honest, we're looking, Chris has laid some groundwork. Maybe Cleveland, too. Ever heard of it?
Oh, that would be great.
So you will, either way, we'll conduct a phone call one of these days.
Well, look, I done already turned down gigs. So we got, this date is in lock.
We're making it happen. For St. Louis. We'll make it happen.
So we're going to make that happen. So we're gonna be in a few dates together. It's Two Funny Mamas. So hopefully people will come out. And then let me see. What was I going to tell you? I was going to tell you about my date, but no, I'm not going to tell you
Good. Nope. Can we get a thumbs up? How are you feeling about the dating life right now? Look at Kim. Look.
Ah. Yep.
Here we go. Here, and you don't have to go far. Kim, I'm curious. Sherry, are you still looking at meeting other people?
Oh, yeah, I'm still dating.
Okay.
So oh, you're doing definitely.
The roll call.
I got on this dating app.
Oh, you already told us about this. You already.
What dating app did you get on?
Black.
What dating app?
Black, BLK, but this is the problem.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I need to go back on it and check the messages. So every 3-4 days, I open it and look. I'm like, oh, damn. I was having a conversation with 3 people and I never responded. That's why I got to just say, you know what? I apologize. I don't need to be on here.
Okay, Kim. Yes, you do. You have to answer them back. Otherwise, they think you don't like them, Kim.
Look, it's a problem. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't remember them.
Okay, then you obviously don't want to be dating anybody because you're not putting in any effort. You just don't want to be dating anybody.
I should be married. I should just have a dude that when I come home, he's there.
You still got to put in the work, Kim. You still have to put in the work.
She's like, not at this point. She's like, I got enough to bring one in.
I got enough burden in my life. You're right. I don't want to work. I don't want to come in and cook you nothing, rub your feet, give you compliments, uplift you, doing all that. I just want us to exist together. And be happy.
Okay, well then that's not a relationship. That's very one sided.
Me and you exist together.
And here we go. You gotta recalibrate. You really
do. I do.
And I'm gonna tell you something right now. You gotta find a feminine side because all of that masculine energy that you just was giving off. Is not attracted to a man. Chris.
It's never been attracted to a man. Chris ain't thinking about my energy. And tall as Chris is, Chris probably gonna just throw me down and choke me a little bit.
I'm serious. You have to tap into your feminine power. Let me tell you about this date that I had. And I'm gonna just say the date. In Baltimore. I was in Baltimore. And we went, and he wanted to cross the street in the middle. Now, the light was right there. I was like, why we can't go to the light? He said, let's cross here. And I went, okay.
You're an LA girl.
He put out his hand. I took his hand. I grabbed his hand and went across the street going, if we get hit by a car, we could have went right. And I went, okay. And I went across the street. And when we walked into the restaurant, men don't like to sit facing away from the door. So yes. I stood there and I said, where would you like me to sit? And he was like, can you sit right here? Because I like to do. And I said, absolutely. And he pulled out my chair. He ordered. He tipped. I just let him do what he do. I said, oh, I know exactly what I want. The jumbo lump crab. I want blah, blah, blah. And he ordered for me. And I just smiled. Did it hurt? Was I used to doing what I do? Yes, I am. We went to a Cheesecake Factory and it was an hour wait. And it was a long time. And he said, okay, babe, this is an hour. Let's go somewhere else. And I literally knew all I need to do is pull this mask down and say, hey.
Yep. Celebrity face.
We in Baltimore. How many of y'all be seeing dig on celebrities? And he said, we'll just go somewhere else. And I said, okay.
This is great.
We walked out.
That makes me so happy.
We went to an amazing fish restaurant that was great. And we walked in there and the lady said it was a Sunday and she was Saturday. And she says, I'm sorry, there's like an hour and 15 minute wait, but if you see a seat at the bar. And he said, okay. And he took my hand and we walked through and... I was just like, all I gotta do is go, ha! I didn't do that. I just was quiet. And then we sat down and the bartender came over because I took my mask off. And the bartender came over. He said, what would y'all? No! That's what he did. And I said,
I
I love like, the service here. He said the service here is really amazing. I'm a tip extra because this service. And I was like, I know it is good, huh?
That's so great.
Damn, you had no talk back. That is amazing.
I had no. And you know what I did? And it was great. He talked and I was like, so what do you do? I didn't have this deep voice. I was like, so what do you do? Okay. And then what? You like that? Okay, so when you do this job, voice all up. Yeah, high my voice was. Because that's what my feminine. That's what my femininity is. My femininity is not down here. So what do you do? Oh, wow. Okay, so you really be putting it in. It's not what my feminine power is. My feminine power is up there. Yeah. Yeah.
But then you're faking.
I was not faking. It's just another side of Sherry. Nope.
Really?
Not faking at all.
Are you always, call one of your ex-husbands now. Let's see where he is. Let's see where your boy is.
Where are you at and why you didn't pick up Jeffrey? And we're not going back to court. I've given you money. What did you do with it? And I'm not giving you no more. Try to sue me. Try it.
Kim.
Dates never see that side.
Oh my God.
Kim, order a drink as Sherry at the date.
Okay. Hi, can I have a coconut with a splash of rum? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that okay? Can I get that? I mean, do you mind? Okay. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Hey, bitch.
Now do be sure.
I had an amazing time. I want you to know. Went on two of them dates. I had a good time. And I tapped, which you need to do, into my feminine energy. It's just a different side of you.
But
it's not a fake side.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
That's what it is. Hey, Chris. Because you know what? There's a side of you that is like, it's cool if he take the lead. Damn, I'm used to doing it all the time. He pulled out his money. He paid for it. He wouldn't let me do nothing. Yeah, and he was fine. He just doted on me. And it was because it is down here.
Sherry, what does Kim sound like when she's on a date?
What you gonna do? Huh? Come here. Talk up. I can't hear you. Let me tell you something. Did she tell this story in a podcast of Maybe. When she was out in Martha's Vineyard and she wanted her friend to meet dudes and they came up and she was like, this is what you gonna do. Yeah, y'all gonna do this.
That's because I was drinking a little and I had slammed on stage, so I was feeling myself. And I'm gonna be honest with you, you're right. I am tired of wasting time. This is what I hate about the dating scene. You go to a club, now we're all guessing. Why do we have to guess? Why do we have to say, who's married, who's single, who's interested? Let's cut all that. Let's get to the bottom of it so we can party and drink and move to the next. Why am I wasting time looking at you across the room for 10 minutes? Then I finally get in a conversation. Then I get around. Are you married? Not a waste of my time. Yeah, I'm married. I'm about to cuss you out. You should have started with that. Why are you in the club? I'm here with my boys. It's a waste of time. I ain't got time for that. So I figured now this is how you're going to start. You come in, hey, you single? All right, you like me? I like you? I'm interested. Can we have a conversation? Oh, you not? You like thinner girls? Boom, I appreciate your honesty. Next, hey, you single? Huh?
Kim, when you do that, you take away all of the beauty of just conversation and titillation.
I'm not here to do charity. I'm not here to talk to a married man or a dude that got a girl. I'm not here to because you had a bad day at work and you need to talk to somebody. I can be talking to the dude who's going to go home with me later on.
It's too much, Kim. Sure. It just really is too much. I have found I'm getting more dates tapping into my feminine energy than I am into my boss energy.
Right.
Can I give you one story?
You take them home. Can you pick up Jeffrey from school? It'd be a whole different. Go ahead. What you gonna say? I'm here.
Just one story, and we'll move on about bossing up because I'm so used to being a boss. I was with someone. I was with someone this weekend. You gonna do what?
She, that was.
She
stated authoritatively she was ordering dinner.
I mean, and you see the way she did it?
Sherry, when she was talking about how she sends guys on their way, didn't you see like a coach backslap or like a fist bump after she sent each dude on his way? Like, later, dude, absolutely. Get beat it. Okay.
Absolutely. And that's the problem.
Okay.
So let me tell you this, a little piece of this little celebrity story.
Okay.
In Baltimore, there was a person, a well-known, and we were talking, and Kim, I actually titty bumped him.
What does that mean?
I pushed him with my titty.
Why?
We had a couple words, and I just pushed him with my titty. Like, I pushed him out the way with my titty. And he said, that was quite aggressive. And the aggressiveness with which you just displayed, I'm not here for that. And I said, oh my goodness, I just pushed him out the way with my titty. Like, that's the boss in me. Like, I'm done with you. I don't want to hear anything more you got to say. And I pushed a little bit. And I said, what would make me do that? That was very aggressive what I did. And I said, Sherry, you're not into your feminine energy. You're into your boss energy. So that's the kind of mess I would do to Chris. I would titty bump Chris in a minute. Like, what? Get out of my way.
What? I'm a titty bump Chris.
Yeah, that's because it's our boss energy. I know, Chris, you think it's romantic. You get titty bumped by a woman, she's into her boss energy. Yeah. It's not romantic at all.
Yeah, she's being rude.
She's total emasculation. She has moved you out the way with her boot.
Gotcha.
And so when I did that and he's mentioned it, I said, oh, shoot. You know what? That was very aggressive. That's why it don't work when you into that masculine energy. Then you need a man who likes that masculine energy. Huh? No, you never. You didn't used to be like that. When you was queen of commercials, you was never like that. Now you are hard. You rugged. You real rugged. Like, you scare Chris, but he like it. Whatever issue he got from being young. Like, you frighten him, but he likes it. That's that. Chris should be in therapy over this mess. But somehow it titillates him. He goes to bed, probably some nanny in his life. I don't know what the heck, but man. Chris likes that masculine energy in you. And the more you throw it on him, the more he like is confused and shivering and cold, but he likes it.
Shivering and cold.
I think Sherry just auditioned for a therapist role on the next HBO series. That was tight. I was gonna say, I've got photo evidence. I've met Sherry in person. Hugs, loving conversation, a wonderful interview, and then she turns it on here. That's range, baby.
I tapped into my feminine energy so much. You took me and dropped me off to get a daggone while I laid in that thing for an hour with the salt.
That's still so funny to me. Jesus. That's right.
Tapped into my feminine energy. Chris was like amazing. He was like gonna take me around town.
It was
great.
That
feminine energy. You gotta get it back, Kim. You gotta get it back.
How do I get it back?
You used to tell me. You tell a man he smell good. What's it you wearing? Smells good. You would compliment men. Now you like, I don't feel like being bothered. This is a waste of time. I got things to do. Joshua, get in there and take a shower. You would have had COVID. Go in there. Anyway, Chris, when I see you, I'm like, what?
Okay.
Got it.
All right, let me change.
Soften up. Look at you. Look at you with your little joke. That's what you do.
Kim? Is that what I do?
Who you think? First of all, watch your tone. Watch your tone. Listen. Rocking all over the place.
You make me seem like a crazy person.
Well, I've got news for the both of you.
Like, I need medicine. Yes, Chris. Yes, Chris, love. Who speaks to you better, Chris, me or Sherry?
So let's see. Let's do a quick Chris off real quick. So Sherry, the honors are yours. How would you speak to me if you were tapping into the feminine energy? Energy.
No, Chris, tell
the
truth.
But that's not gonna happen. I'm never gonna tap into my feminine energy with you.
See what I'm saying?
I'm boss all day with you, Chris. Oh, I ain't playing around.
Uh-huh.
See, Chris, I tried to save you, but you wanted to take your little ass and jump on into the little role play. I tried to save you.
The role play.
Yeah.
But see, my issue, Chris don't get all shivery and shaky when I go boss. He like, let me shut this bitch up and friggin' get this damn podcast right so she can shut up. I'm trying to read the comments from the YouTube people. She get on my back for every damn thing. Oh, I wish she shut up. He's just like, I'm that Kim.
I think everything you do is perfect.
Wow.
But it's not.
And do you see the confidence instilled?
We couldn't do this without you.
Wow. But we could.
Well, thank
you. Not really. Or we would have.
I was going to say, I have a feeling that things get cut pretty quick in YouTube's world if you're not feeling it.
No, Chris.
Oh.
You weren't supposed to add on to that.
Got
you
it.
We all cocky. Oh, my God.
See, I'm just saying we can get off of it. We really got to have it. I'm sorry, Chris. I interrupted you. We got to have that dating lady back on.
We still ain't had Diane Valentine on yet.
Yeah, we have her on. We just probably need to have a month-long series of dating relationship experts.
That'd be good.
I'm having fun dating, girl. Let me tell you something. I ain't had to pull out near no money. It's just having good conversation. Even if it don't work out, just having good conversation and fun.
I'm so glad your friend Kim made you start dating more than one.
You did, more than one person.
Serious question. Do you feel like COVID has made you appreciate interaction like this more?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's so nice to just sit down and talk and have fun. And yeah.
Now, would you
go out with vaccinated people, huh?
I was just about to say, would you go out with an unvaccinated
man? No. No,
it's hard.
Absolutely not. Here's the thing, and you can still catch COVID being vaccinated. But I feel like if you got vaccinated, you cared enough. Like, I'm not up for this.
Why take that chance?
Huh?
And why take that chance?
Like, why take the chance? I just feel a certain way. That's why I'm excited. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited because we are having a doctor on. Dr. Wosu. Dr. Wosu, who's very well versed in vaccinations, unvaccinations, and we're partnering up, Kim and I, the two funny mamas, with the Ad Council on, and Dr.
That's
Wosu.
Information on.
She's going to come on and give some information, and we pulled a lot of questions from listeners. We asked you last week if you had questions about the vaccine and, you know, your children. Send them. I pulled those questions and I've given them to Dr. Wosu for her to answer some of them. She won't be able to answer all because we're going to ask David Arnold if he wants to come on.
We'll have a male comic who's also a parent. Because this actual podcast is geared toward parents who have children who are going back to school, all their questions about the vaccine and, what's going on with school age children. So Dr. Wosu will be on there and it's going to be fantastic. And the date that this podcast will air is
September 30th. Yeah.
September 30th. Yeah. It's going to be, she's going to answer some stuff. I need to talk to her about some stuff that I have heard that my cousins have told me, which make a lot of sense. I need to talk to her about stuff because I had to go get the flu shot the other day and I freaked out. I never freak out over the flu shot, but I was like, I just got the damn vaccine. Why y'all bothering me about this flu shot? And the lady was like, first of all, calm it down. And I went, your name's not Kim Whitley, so stop talking to me like that. And she was like, ma'am, Ms. Shepherd, the flu shot is different from the vaccine. I said, I know, but you shooting all of this stuff in my body and I don't like it. Like, it's just too much. I really was freaking out. And so I got my flu shot. Oh, now we got to get a booster shot. What if I want to have a baby? Shit.
Are you?
You'll find a
was
way.
Was that a joke? You're
what?
Finding, we're going to ask, please stop moving your wig around. Put some bobby pins in.
Because my passion made it slide back. I don't have no pins in there.
Hey, do you know where people can go if they want to visit? If they want more information, they can go to getvaccineanswers.org.
Oh, getvaccineanswers.org?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Go to getvaccineanswers.org. They've even worked with Tamla Mann and David Mann, you know, faith-based, because a lot of people have questions based on, you know, God. And when you have a feeling spiritually, it's, you know, it's a whole different way you're feeling. So I'm excited that the doctor's going to be here to really talk to us and answer some questions, because people have valid concerns. So, right. You know, so September 30th.
September 30th.
Yeah, it'll air. So I'm very, very excited with the Ad Council. And go, what was that website, Chris?
Getvaccineanswers.org.
So go to getvaccineanswers.org. They're having a comedy show with Kev on stage. He's hosting. It's like a faith-based comedy show. They didn't ask us to be part of that comedy show. It's a Christian comedy show, because they know your ass is liable to say something messed up.
I am
on the Christian comedy show. You can't say. You see, I cursed in there for a hot second. So it's otherwise. We're not going to keep long because Kim is tired. I got jet lag because I just got back from Baltimore.
And I got to get up at Bailey Pop, so I'm about to go to bed.
Did you share?
I got to get up at 5 in the morning, too.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I think you had, did you have some comments you wanted to get to? Is that something you wanted to talk about, or is that for another show?
That was, she was talking about you. She don't have the comments, Chris. She was just talking about you and sometimes reading
comments. Before the show, Sherry mentioned that she had a couple comments. Might have been related to Uncensored.
Chris, did you hear Chris? Chris said, hold up. You see Chris, he's changing. Chris is like, wait
and
a minute.
Did you see how you stopped? That's the one time you popped into your feminine energy and you stopped. Okay.
I did. It was kind of hot, Chris.
See, this is a mixed. Okay, I'll remember that. Be more stern with you. Got it. It's
be
such
more
a
stern.
It's
oh my
stern.
God.
There's I'm so not many. Stern, Chris. I'm not your kid. Just, you know, I guess
put a little more bass in my
word.
Voice.
That word right there, be more stern. That sounds like you about to spank her. Good grief.
Right. Come on, direct, Chris. More direct.
The roads these conversations go down. What about this? That clip from last week where Kim was describing what she thought about Sherry. We did have a suggestion, or someone noticed. So Kim was describing, you know, oh, I think about you, Chris, and Sherry, you thought it was nasty and all that stuff. We've got Leica commented, she feels like Incidentman's bass went up in his voice a little bit. So is that just something I need to focus on whenever Kim's talking to me the way she does?
Yeah, wait, I say I always bass up.
The bass, I get a little lower. The bass gets a little lower if we're getting into something.
I like that, Chris.
There it is.
You know what, Sherry? I might get to St. Louis. Me and Chris going to see each other for the first time. To the listeners and the viewers, I want you to know, me and Chris have never seen each other. So
never.
I think when I get to St. Louis, we might just jump on each other's bones right there. I think it is built up for a year. And I might tongue Chris down in the lobby of his studio. I might do it.
Here's what I say to that. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no.
COVID?
Because
what you say?
We're going to St. Louis for business. If any of this gets jacked up, I'm going to be pissed off at both of you. So don't start no bull before we finish the show. All that mess is after the show. You want to stay? You want to do that mess? You do it after the show. You don't do none of this mess before the show.
I was working on getting us a
discount. Chris, right there. Did? What?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I saw that strategy. Kim, I don't appreciate it, but I applaud it.
I will have Key do this whole show. And we got Grace working for us tonight as the sound engineer. I will have Grace and Key Grace, doing this show.
Kim can flirt with them just as easy. I realize it. I understand.
Oh, geez. Long
as you know.
Something special.
Well, oh, my God.
As you know. Sherry, Kim said she was trying to work on a discount. So Maybe give her at least a high five.
Oh my God, we gotta go, y'all. You know what? Thank you. So I can't wait for you all to tune in on September 30th for our special podcast. Make sure you tune in and get answers. Yes. This has been fun. I've missed you, my friend, Chris. It's been fun flirting with you again. I can't wait to see you whenever I see you.
Okay. Where do people get merch, Sherry?
You can go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. I'm gonna be doing a live tomorrow night with B flat on her tighten up Tuesdays.
Are you? Yeah. So, all right. Tighten up Tuesday. Every Tuesday.
Can we even done our lives?
Tomorrow night we're taping something, so I don't know what time you're gonna do that.
That's midday, so plenty of time to jump on a live in the evening, Kim.
Yeah, but we can't do a live on tomorrow. I got too many lives. Right. But
wait a minute. Wait, tomorrow? That's not midday tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, yes.
Great show, ladies. I don't want to mess you guys up here.
What do you mean it's not midday tomorrow? Yes, it is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, all right.
It's like 1 o'clock.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, my calendar. Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to y'all after off the air. Well, thank you, because you know I got to go to sleep. All right, y'all. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers.
Please hit that subscribe button.
Tell everybody to subscribe.
Subscribe to Two Funny Mamas. Please tell your friends and family to subscribe to Two Funny Mamas or get merchandise. Go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. We're so excited to be here. This is like our 67th episode. So thank you guys. 71st episode. Woo!
Two Funny Mamas. Two Funny Mamas. Funny mamas.